Hearing voices?
I'm hearing voices.
You're listening to Hearing Voices with Scott Watson.
This morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson, we'll talk about a couple things I'm passionate about, one because I love it, and one because I decidedly don't. We are joined by Bob Herrig, the longtime writer with ESPN, now with Sports Illustrated. The book is Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. Bob, when we think of Tiger Woods, what is it fair to think about?
I think it's fair to think about how just how incredible he has been for such a long time in an era where there's really been a lot of parity. It's hard to win 10 times on the PGA Tour, 20 times on the PGA Tour now, and he won 80. It's hard to do what Phil did. He won 45. I don't know if anybody will even approach that. And so we're talking about a total that's half what Tiger's done. And, nobody has even gotten to 50 other than Tiger since a guy like Billy Casper, and that was in the 1970s. So, I mean, it's just rare that somebody can pile up this number of wins. And obviously a lot went into that with Tiger, immense talent and skill, obviously, but also a lot of fortitude to have the push and the desire to keep doing it.
And so should we ignore all the off the course stuff?
I don't think you can. No, I think that's part of his story. I think it makes the story even more compelling. He wasn't perfect. He clearly wasn't perfect. Let's be honest, the off the course issues probably kept him from winning more. Had those things not occurred, we might be talking about a guy who won 20 or 25 majors instead of 15. We're always going to wonder, there's going to probably be some disappointment that he didn't do better because he was at the top of his powers in 2009, when the scandal went down, and it took him two more years to win again. You look at all that lost time. What if he'd have just knocked off two or three wins a year in there, a major or two? Instead, it took him a long time to even win again, and then it took him even longer to win another major.
He's a graduate of IU, just like me. He lives in Florida, just like me. Unlike me, he's one of the greats. We visit with Bob Herrig this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. I talked to Ted Bishop the other day about the state of golf. It seems to me that Tiger's chosen to kind of shrink from that controversy. I see it as a gutless lack of leadership. Am I wrong?
In terms of what's going on today?
Yes.
You mean like with the LIV stuff and everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, he's taken the role as a board member. I mean, after the framework agreement last year, I get the sense that Tiger was mighty upset that the players were left out of the talks and they didn't know what was going on. And they basically forced him onto the board. Last week, the meeting with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia, Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who heads that, and he also is got big charge of LIV Golf. They met at Tiger's condo. So I don't know if I believe, I'm not sure where I sit on what Tiger actually believes at this point. He's played it down the middle, but he's involved. And, I'm not sure if his goals align with the PIF's goals or even the PGA Tour's goals. I think we have to wait and see on that. But whatever his goals are, he's clearly gotten behind it. And, does he want them to be part of this? My sense is probably not, but that's just my sense. I can't say that with full authority.
He's a longtime stalwart at ESPN, now with Sports Illustrated, and he sits on Mount Rushmore with names like Dan Jenkins and Rick Riley. We visit with Bob Herrick, who has written the new book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. I want to talk about golf writing. At what point did you realize that your name can be mentioned with those like Jenkins and Riley?
Well, I'm not sure that it can, to be honest with you. I appreciate that. I've sort of always approached it as just trying to be as professional and fair and dogged as you can be. I just consider myself a reporter. I've not been as gifted of a writer as those folks that you point out. I've tried, you work at it. I mean, writing a book is a huge challenge. That one that really took me out of my comfort zone. But I sort of pride myself of being an expert, you know, getting to know the subject, getting to know the game, getting to know the people in the game, hopefully being respected by those I cover.
All of our shows are available at WHTC.com. And now you can find us at HearingVoicesRadio.com. If you'd like to interact with me, you can do so through the website. And as always, if you are polite, I promise to respond. We visit with Bob Herrick about his book, Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. So you left ESPN, you go to Sports Illustrated, which is promptly sold, goes back out of business, is back in business. What can you tell us about the state of Sports Illustrated right now?
As we speak, it's, to be honest, it's a little shaky, through no fault of our own. The people that I work for, the ownership of it's an interesting situation in that the owner of Sports Illustrated Authentic Brands does not publish Sports Illustrated. They're not a publisher, so they have a license to publish, and the company I work for whatever reasons, decided not to make a licensing payment, probably as a way to negotiate it down. And when that happened, the license was pulled by contract, and it put us all in peril. We've been sort of doing the job for 3 months while this has been getting sorted. And now the license has been awarded to a new company called Minute Media. And the old company, who I'm still employed by, maybe only for a few hours, days, weeks at most, it's sort of, not been happy about that. And so now there's kind of a big squabble at the corporate level as they try to sort it all out, and we're caught in the crossfire. So the hope is here soon, it's going to get resolved and we'll get back to doing what we do, hopefully.
Final question for Bob Herrick this morning on Hearing Voices with Scott Watson. I want to go back to Tiger. No doubt he is one of the golfing greats. I think there may be some doubt as to whether or not a generation, two, three from now, he will be considered a statesman like Jack, Arnie, Gary Player, and perhaps Seve. What's your thought on that?
That's a great question. It doesn't really seem like that is part of Tiger's makeup. He could be. I think he's very good when put in that position. He's been pretty good when he's on TV. He's got great insights into the game, but he's not really shown a proclivity to want to be that kind of guy. I hope he is, and maybe he will embrace it when he's not playing anymore. Jack's done a terrific job with that. Arnold has, Tiger's got a big foundation. Maybe he's going to see the need to still be out there to help support it. It would be great for the game if he was.
There are a lot of people writing articles and books. A lot of them aren't very good. Bob Herrick is. The new book is Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods. Read Bob's work. Bob, thanks for the time today on Hearing Voices.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.